ESPN 94.7 FM. Welcome into a Friday. Ron Fiantone and Mr. Sports with you, and we've got special guests.
They have been here before, and they are good friends of mine. Russell Lullaby, welcome back. Our first repeat guest, Carmen Wright, Ray Benedict. What's happening, boys? What's happening? And look at this, Ron. He brought me a Russell Lullaby koozie.
I got a koozie, too.
I love this dark-eyed doll.
I do.
Who came up with that logo on there?
We found that logo online, actually, and we just adopted her as our own. It's Lily Lullaby. Everything you see there, that's all done by Mimi's Creations. Dan and Tracy, they do a hell of a job. They do our t-shirts, tank tops, hats, shot glasses, tumblers, zoot, everything, koozies, whatever we want, we can call and order it. They do an excellent job.
You have you guys have a couple of events coming up. We talked to you last time, but it all starts for you
tomorrow,
this weekend.
Yep. Tomorrow, JR's Pub. Benefit from 7 to 10. It's for my stepdaughter and her husband. They were in a bad car accident a couple weeks ago, and got his leg broke. He had to have surgery on his leg. He had a broken arm. He's got a blood clot in his lung, blood clot in his other leg, and now he's having seizures, and they have no idea why.
Wow.
Yeah, she hit him hard.
And so there are events leading up to this, because you guys aren't charging admission to get in, are you?
No. Okay. There's a basket raffle. There's already about 18 baskets there since Wednesday. There's probably more now, but there'll be basket raffle 50-50. And plus, we're going to be playing, so what more could you ask for?
Good music for a good
cause. There it is.
That's right.
Absolutely. And I love having you guys on and everything. Like the songs and everything, we talked with Carmen and Ray about this last time. They do original material.
Yes.
And it's a different sound. So, do you get offended, Carmen, when somebody says, oh, you're just another metal band? You're not.
No, because we don't ever hear that.
We
have a unique sound. We do our own thing.
I've heard some old heads sitting around, they're a metal band.
Yeah.
Sitting around talking.
Well, we are metal, but we've got the sound of today, too. We've got the crossover of both. We've got our roots, and we got what we play today, so...
As far as material and everything, where do people get Russell Lullaby songs and material at?
You can hear us on YouTube. You can find us on our Facebook page, and you can go to rustedlullaby.com.
Reverb Nation as well.
Reverb Nation. Yep.
Wow. And I think about all the artists we had on here, and a lot of them are kind of like in the same boat as you. Mm-hmm. Candy Campana was on here. She sang a couple, writing her own stuff. And
yes.
And she talked about the challenges of that. Who? Leanne Binder.
Yes.
Another one. Writing her own material.
Yeah.
It's challenging.
Absolutely. Oh, yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
And the easiest thing would have been to be a cover band, but you guys wanted no part of that.
Nah. Did it enough when I was younger. If I'm taking time away from my family now, it's for my own music, not someone else's.
Carmen, what bands had you been in the past?
Lots of them.
Where do I start, right?
Yeah, I was my first band. I was 14 years old. I believe it was called Wicked Wish. It's my first band.
How old?
I think 13.
Oh, my God,
when I started playing. But I didn't start singing until I was like 15. I started singing out of necessity, not because I could. We just couldn't find a singer. So I was like, well, I'll just start wording the songs. That way everybody stays on time. And 2 or 3 months later, we didn't need a singer.
That's how I became a bass player.
Seriously?
Sheer necessity.
Necessity, yep.
Wow. And you that happens in bands,
too. It does.
Yeah, everybody goes out and looks for that voice. That voice is like, hey, what the hell's wrong with my voice? I'll equate that to a couple things. In NFL films with the late Steve Sable, who's my buddy, he'd always have narrators and everything. And Steve Sable figured out one day, why don't I just narrate these things? And he ended up being a great one.
He was. Exactly.
He ended up being a great one.
Exactly.
And how about the band Genesis?
Yeah.
For a long time. Phil Collins, just a drummer.
Yeah.
Let Phil sing a song. Well, the rest is history.
Exactly.
Changed the course of that band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Changed the course of his career.
Yes.
Yeah, indeed. Big time.
Because they were a very different sound. Lamb Lies Down on Broadway and everything. They were a prog rock band.
Yeah.
And Peter Gabriel kind of had the front role. And then once Collins got to sing, he changed everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Carmen, when you get up there and sing, we talked about it. You get into the zone, dude.
We both do.
You both do.
Hell yeah.
It's like, do you not see the people? Or do you see the people?
I see the people. I do. But I feed off more of the energy of the band because we're just going. We're up there to perform, and that's what we do. We're not just playing songs. We're performing, too.
And also, you're working for J.R.'s Pub and Jeff and Denise, who are just two awesome people.
Yep. Awesome club. And it's actually one of the best stages and venues in the area. People don't realize that the acoustics in that place is incredible. I mean, you could go in there, and you could sound like crap at practice, and you could set up there, and you're going to sound good.
Wow.
It's going to be warm. It's going to be a nice sound.
So when you guys are doing sound checks and everything, and you're setting your equipment up, like, how many hours in advance?
We'll get there at noon tomorrow, and we'll have sound check done by 3:30.
Wow.
And that's setting up lights.
Well, how long is it set up?
We set everything up.
We have stage scrims. We have our own light show.
We have lighting. We have fog machines. We run all our cords, tape everything down ourselves.
All our own PA, everything.
Is it a pain in the backside to set up the equipment? Do you hate it? It's like, ah!
No, not really. Not when I realize we don't have to pay anybody at the end of the night but ourselves.
There you go.
Yeah, that helps.
That helps. We own everything, so we only owe ourselves. Yeah.
And by the way, Rusted Lullaby is a trio. Carmen Wright, lead singer, Ray Benedict, who's in the studio with us, along with Carmen, and Joe Greenfield, part of. So you guys are all great friends, right?
Yeah.
And you played together before
Me Rusted and Ray have been playing together for 20 some years.
No kidding.
Different projects, yeah.
What's the one thing about Ray that no one knows about that you do that you could share with us?
Well, the main reason why Ray will play bass for me is because I passed the one criteria he has, that you have to be a better guitar player than he is, or he will not play bass for
you. Wow.
Yep, same thing. You got to be at least as good vocally and at least as good on a guitar as me, or I won't jam with you.
Yeah.
And Carmen, all right, dude, you're in there.
Ray, bass players that influenced you, guys that you just thought were, the bomb.
There's so many. I mean, you go back to, I'd have to say Cliff Burton, you know, but that's probably a very cliche answer. But when you would see dude up there banging his head and just going off on the stage and doing things. Michael Anthony from Van Halen. Mm-hmm. He's kind of underrated because he's
very
player,
underrated.
But if you watch him rolling around on the stage after half a bottle of Jack Daniels, you start to gain a little respect.
He's a performer.
Like, wow, dude,
exactly.
You know what I mean? He's quite the entertainer, and we're more of an entertainment band. Like, when you come and see us, we're not just standing there plucking our instruments. We're all over.
You
the
guys
place,
are energy plus.
Yeah.
If you've never seen Rusted Lullaby, the energy's that's the first thing that you know. The sound and then the energy. Carmen, you're roaming that stage like Bon Scott with AC/DC
something.
Dude, you're like nuts up there.
Yeah. I just that's
it's
my thing.
Flying all over the place.
That's my home. I mean, honestly, I can say that's home. For me, that's home. When I step up there, I am at home. I am comfortable. There's no nervousness. There's no butterflies. I could be in front of 50,000 people, and I'm going to feel the same way. I'm going to feel excited. I'm going to feel like, can't wait to do this.
Who would you compare your vocal style to?
I've been compared to Draymond from Disturbed, Lemmy from Motorhead.
Nice.
Five Finger Death Punch, I get a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but I do have my own sound. I mean, you can hear those influences in my vocals, but you cannot pinpoint my vocal because it's my vocal.
I agree with you. I think when I did sports, I always talk about Joe Tate and Kirk Gowdy. They were influences on my play-by-play and everything like that. But I knew I had to have my own niche, too. Mm-hmm. I could pick up some of their mannerisms, some of the things they did. But ultimately, in the end, because what happens is, once they start liking Carmen Wright's vocals, people want to be Carmen Wright.
Exactly.
They start following you.
Well, that's the best type of flattery. If somebody wants to mimic what you're doing, that's flattery.
That is.
Exactly.
Yep.
It really is.
What kind of crowd do you think you guys are going to get on Saturday?
I think it's going to be a good crowd. I think people are going to turn out. I think they're going to buy lots of tickets, try to win these baskets. We got some really nice baskets. I mean, Frankie and Brandon will be there tomorrow after their son's baseball game. He got picked for an all-star game tomorrow, so they'll be there a little late.
Oh, wow.
But they are coming. So, I mean, it's going to be a fun show. I mean, we're going to sell tickets all the way up until we play our first set. We're going to play our first set at 9, probably be done around 9:40, 9:45, and then we're going to start drawing tickets for the prizes.
Wow. And everything's going to start being sold, the 50-50 raffle.
7 o'clock.
It's 7 o'clock.
Yep.
So and you guys are taking the stage at 9.
At 9.
Wow. Wow, that's cool.
Yep.
And you know what? I always go to your events.
Oh, John's always there.
I always support
Carmen.
Always
there. Yeah.
And I'll be there tomorrow. I will tell you, the 9 o'clock thing, and I understand because you have all the stuff in front, though. 9 o'clock kills me, though, dude.
Oh, I know.
I'm old.
I know.
I'm old. I want you guys and these bands
to wrap it up.
Fire it
but
off
I mean,
at
it's
8
not
o'clock.
Like I haven't seen you there on non-band nights at midnight, John. So it's
that's true.
Hey, come on, Carmen. Come on. You didn't have to go there, man.
He's been carried out of there a few times.
I have never been carried out.
Hey, 9 o'clock comes early. Yeah. Even the guys on the stage are like,
yeah, correct.
It's 9 o'clock somewhere, boys. That's right. No doubt about it. So you guys are going to get up. How many sets are you doing?
Three
sets.
Mm-hmm.
And
original.
You have a fairly new, recent album out, do you not?
Yeah, God of Gods, CD number 3. Yep, it's on rustedlullaby.com.
And how many tunes from the new album are you going to do?
All of them.
Everything.
We're going
to
try.
And set three is CD.
So you dropped from the past and the current, right, mm-hmm. from your albums.
Our first set is our first CD. Second set is the second
CD. Nice.
Third set is our wow. most recent. We're working on four right now. So.
And how does somebody get one of these really cool koozies?
They'll come to the show. We sell them. We got a.
Do you guys sell merch and all that stuff too?
We got a merch table every show.
Yep. I think I have a Rusted Lullaby T-shirt.
I believe you do too.
I should. I don't.
Oh, you get you get online, and we have links to anything you could.
Yeah.
You could get.
I mean, you can
really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything.
You can go on our website, and there's a merch button there. You can actually customize what you want to order for you, so you can get socks, pajamas,
shower, Rusted Lullaby shower curtain. No.
Anything you want.
Everything.
Oh, women will love that, man.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, rugs, bedspreads,
everything.
Cloths, yep. I mean, you name it.
You do bedspreads?
Everything.
Yep.
You can order anything.
Some of you don't always hear. You do bedspreads. That's not a question you always hear.
Absolutely, something for everything.
Absolutely, going to be incredible. And again, that will take place at JR's Pub, and everything gets underway with the 50-50 and the bat. And I saw the baskets in the stage area where you guys are going to be performing. Some really nice baskets in there too.
Yeah, there's really nice stuff being brought in. People are really donating really nice things. So
and again, the benefit is going to go to
7 to 10, and it's going to go to Brandon and Frankie Thomas.
Great people, right?
Yep, good
great
friend.
People.
Well, she's my stepdaughter.
Wow.
How is she doing?
She's doing good. I mean, he can't work or do anything, so now everything's on her.
Yeah.
And it's summertime, so it's not like the kids are
it's
in
tough,
school anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's hard for her to get to work, too, because she has to be there. And plus, he has to be watched, because like I said, he's having seizures.
Yeah, peace.
So.
Well, we wish him the best, man.
Yeah,
do. Our prayers are with them both.
Yeah, we'll see him tomorrow. They'll be making their appearance tomorrow to say hi to everybody and thanks to everybody. So they'll be hopefully there before our first set. That's all. You know
awesome.
What I mean? So like I said, their son's got that all-star game he was actually picked for, so. Good luck to him, too. Hope he gets a fucking...
And also, just so you know, if you go to JR's Pub, Carmen...
before.
Carmen makes some of those delicious wings that you eat.
Oh, I love it.
He had no prior cooking experience, to my knowledge.
Nope, just...
Not publicly, anyway.
No whatsoever, no.
That's amazing, dude. Nah. You got the magic touch.
That is some, I got this golden spatula.
That's some of the best bar food you get anywhere.
Isn't it, though?
Oh, absolutely.
But I don't consider it bar food. It's like a...
It's definitely not bar food. I mean, we do have bar foods.
That's insulting, don't you?
But
I don't think it's insulting. I meant it as a compliment.
If it is bar food, it's a step above what others think is bar
absolutely.
Food. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Because everything's fresh. It's not like our burgers are frozen. It's not like our... The only thing that's most of what's frozen is what's going to be thrown in a deep fryer.
Yeah.
Anything else is fresh, man.
Yeah.
Chicken's fresh. Beef's fresh.
Yeah.
You can't beat it.
And if you go check out Rusted Lullaby tomorrow, first thing I want you to check out is the energy these guys put out on stage.
From
and it's
song
just crazy.
One.
And you not only you're jamming at guitar too, dude.
Lead guitar, lead vocal. Yep.
Is it hard to be do lead vocals and play the guitar both together, or do you prefer it?
Now that I've been doing it for so long, I probably can't do it separate. Honestly, it's
part of you up there.
Yeah. You just got to know to separate that. You know, the voice is an instrument, and so is the guitar. You got to be able to do them both at the same time. You have to separate if that makes any kind of sense.
Who taught you guys how to play guitar?
I'm self-taught.
Just self-taught?
I'm self-taught.
Wow.
I learned theory after.
Yeah.
I was already self-taught, and I played with another musician.
Yeah.
And he was attending Dana School of Music, and every time he would come back, he'd be like, yo, man, check this out.
Same
My teacher
here.
Showed me this.
Circle, and we'd both be sitting there like, oh, really? That's what he's showing you? Okay, cool.
Theory, you know?
All right, sweet. Because I can watch somebody on stage.
Ironically,
when I leave, I can play that song.
Is that right?
In the beginning, Carmen and I were both singers in different bands, and we would get together with this dude, and we would jam and hang out with him and this and that. And he's like, I always wanted to get you two guys together. We could make a super group. This will be really cool.
Yeah.
And who knows?
And it worked. I mean, Ray and Ray are still together. So
who knew that 20 years later, he would take his leave, and we would still be...
Yeah.
Wow.
In the unit.
What's the best guitar solo of all time, you guys?
I think it's the one off Revelation, Randy Rhoads.
There you go.
You're
a big Aussie fan.
I'd have to say that's a two-part answer. I'd have to say Skolnick and Murphy from Dog Face Gods. And they do that switch off and mm-hmm. tempo change
yeah,
in the middle.
Yeah, that's really that you guys listen to this and you watch these guys are like, man, that's different. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's testament. Those guys are fantastic.
Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, JR's Pub, 1722 South Raccoon Road in Austintown. Check out my friends. Carmen and Ray will be performing along with Joe, and they'll hit the stage at 9 o'clock. Don't forget, it's a benefit, so we'd appreciate your participation. 50-50 raffle. They've got baskets back there, and I hope you guys rock it tomorrow night.
Thanks, man. Awesome. I appreciate
thank
it.
You, thank you.
All right.
Thanks for being
great
here,
to see you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks,
thanks
for, having us. Appreciate it.
Russell Lullaby in the house.
Thanks,
we're going to take a break. We'll come back with more. It's Friday. It's the start of the weekend. Things are crazy in here. I'm Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone after this.
We're back. ESPN 94.7 FM. It's a Friday morning, late Friday morning. Yeah, it's about 11:23 right now. Mr. Sports and yours truly, Ron Fantone, with you.
And thanks, thank Rusted Lullaby.
Thank you so much. Thanks to those guys, too. Rusted Lullaby for being here. Interesting koozie we got. I mean, I love this.
I love these are nice.
Little girl on here is a little scary, man. Don't you think?
I don't know about the bed sheets and stuff like that. It's like,
you want to get a bed sheet?
Like Carmen on my.
That would freak me
out. I wake up to Carmen's face. That'd be scary.
What's even freakier than that is a shower curtain. Those guys.
Carmen, are you looking at me, man?
Quit looking at me, man. Quit looking down there. Quit comparing, all right? Stop it.
All right, Ron, I need you to come over here because.
What are we doing now?
We're going to have the Great Pretenders coming in later.
All right.
I believe. So, Bart, music man Bart, wanted us. Bart. Yeah, you love Bart. And Bart, you always make him get out of his seat. And today, Bart decided, and he calls all the greatest hits, the sing the oldies, that we're going to do Gary Puckett and the Union
Jack.
Oh,
God, those are tough.
Guys. Yeah.
Those are tough because they're...
well, we don't have. No one said that we're Gary Puckett.
Right. You got a white one.
I got a white one. This is a Rusted Lullaby.
That's nice.
Yeah, I got a white one.
You got a white
one. What the hell?
I got a black
one. No one knows what you mean.
I got a black one. Look at it.
I don't want to look at
look
it.
At this.
All right, anyway.
Oh, come on.
Lady Willpower,
come on,
Rod.
John.
And one.
Wait.
And two.
Lady Willpower, it's now or never. Give your love to me and I'll shower your heart with tenderness endlessly. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I know you want to see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love if you will let me give you mine.
All right, that's that one.
All right. Lady.
All right, Ron, sorry. That's enough.
Oh, this is...
And here's Over You.
This song makes me cry, man.
All right, you ready?
I'm telling you.
And one, two.
Why am I losing sleep over you? Reliving precious moments we knew. So many days have gone by. Still I'm so lonely and I guess there's just no getting over you. And there's nothing I can do but spend all of my time out of my mind over you. Within the prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind. And though it hurts, I'll get by without your loving. Yet I guess there's just no getting over you. And there's nothing I can do but spend all of my time out of my mind over you.
And one more.
This is tough.
All right, young girl, ready?
Wait,
one and two.
Yeah.
Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're much too young, girl. With all the charms of a woman. Boo-doo-doo-doo. You kept the secret of your youth. You led me to believe you're old enough to give me love.
And now it hurts to know the truth.
Awesome, man.
What I think.
You're awesome, man.
Fantone.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's only a matter of time.
It is,
man. I say that we're going to release our first album.
I'm telling you. Someone here.
Probably within 2 months. Carl, shut the door over there. We're, you know, there are like other businesses here in this building.
What the hell, Carl? He shut the door.
He
shut the door on us.
Is that, were you trying to tell us something?
I was on a meeting.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're just singing away. We're having fun here.
Yeah, and I honestly, I could hear you guys singing louder than the person on the call I was talking to on the phone.
Wow, I'm sorry.
So the entire building probably just heard you guys singing.
I'm sure. Yeah. I bet the whole building's happy.
You're going to hear a little. You're going to hear even better music if that's possible with the Great Pretenders.
Yeah,
coming up, Kenny.
Yeah.
Mike and Frank, and they're going to talk about the family history. And they put out, I think, 3 or 4 albums in the past. And now Kenny is going around with Chen Canceo, Leather and Lace.
Yeah.
He's a drummer. Kenny's a fantastic. All the boys are so talented. Adam's boys.
Right.
And Michael's with Common Ground, another band you love at JR's.
I
plays there all the time. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Frank's also with Common Ground. So, yeah, that's pretty cool stuff. Anyway, we're going to take a break or no? We still have time. We're probably behind now, aren't we?
No, we're not behind. We're good.
Are we good?
Okay. Yeah, we're still good.
All right. Carl, anything interesting you have to say? You're just going to stand there like a lump on the log.
Oh, no. I'm exhausted.
You are tired, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, we had a little computer snafu last night.
What happened?
I may or may not have been here like at midnight, 1 in the morning, taking care of stuff. So.
Wow.
Duty calls when you... When you're the one-man band technical
crew. You're short on sleep, Carl, yes.
Yep. So I'm hoping I'll catch up this weekend. But we have a lot of great stuff coming up this weekend on the station.
Tell us about it.
We got NASCAR.
Poconos?
Both Saturday and Sunday. Actually, I thought the NBA, the finals would end last night.
Yeah. Mm.
And we're going to end up having a game on Sunday. So
Sunday night.
We will not have the Mets at Philly Sunday night. It'll be Game 7,
finals. It's much more important.
Yep, exactly. We have the Xfinity race from Pocono tomorrow at 3, followed by the Mets at Phillies. And then on Sunday, we're going to have the NASCAR race from Pocono at 1.
Yeah, we got the, I mean, pre-race coverage on Prime starts at 2.
Yeah, everything's covered.
We're going to be on at 1 o'clock.
Yep, 1 o'clock.
For Poconos.
Yep. Yep, and then...
NBA draft next week.
Yeah, and then we'll have the NBA draft, and we're working on a couple other things. We may have the last of the College World Series, depending on if Game 3 is necessary on Monday.
Yeah, awesome.
So, you know, the other day you had a big announcement, and I want to tell you a funny story. And
okay.
You know, I asked if it was drum roll worthy, and I played the drum roll.
Yes.
Did Rob Fantone tell you what his girlfriend Mary Ellen thought you were going to say?
No.
Ron's girlfriend was all hyped up.
They were so excited. She was in the car and she was listening.
She really believed that you were about.
John did the drum roll and you were talking and
you were going to say.
My girlfriend thought, "Oh my God, they're going to get paid."
Mr. Sports, Ron Fantone, here are checks for each of you for $1,000. I know that is funny, ain't it?
What do I look like, Ed McMahon walking around with the
Publisher's Clearinghouse, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, that's what she thought anyway.
Yeah. I could offer you a Jelly of the Club.
Jelly of the Month Club.
Yeah,
like Clark Christmas on vacation. Christmas vacation.
Yeah, I can offer you memberships there.
Oh, Clark, that's a gift that... Keeps on giving. Cousin Eddie.
Keeps on giving. Cousin Eddie. All right. Well, yeah, so lots of sports here. By the way, if you go to ESPN947.com, check it out. I mean, our list of live events is down there. You could just go down. You could see for yourself.
And do not put the point in there. It's ESPN947.com.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, I've had people ask me about that. It's like it doesn't work because they put the. They go 94 points. It's
947.com.
And here's one other thing, too, and I wanted to clarify that because we were doing this up at JR's the other day. People are like, okay, then what do I do and everything? Because people are technically challenged, especially older people and everything. It's a different look on this. When you go to ESPN947.com, I don't even know if you're aware of this, it's going to look different on your cell phone than it will on your laptop.
Absolutely.
So on the cell phone, okay, on the laptop, everything just pops up there.
Right.
You can listen to the archive shows now, too. Mm-hmm. And Carl's got them listed out, you know, the date and, you know, who the guest was and whatnot. So you can listen to the archive shows. Archive shows are more difficult to find on your cell phone.
Yeah, I noticed that.
If you go down and you'll find a search bar, mm-hmm. and then you type in Mr. Sports, because it's yes. Mr. Sports and Ron Fantoni. Right. Just get it started. The name of the show, the archives will then pop up.
Yeah, if you click on the on air, it mm-hmm. should open a drop-down
on air,
menu.
Correct.
Yep.
So that's pretty much it.
That's pretty good.
Because it took me like around 20 minutes. I'm like, what the heck? Mm-hmm. And Jeff's like, oh, it's right here. He's looking at a laptop. I'm looking at a cell phone. It was different.
It was different. There's a completely different look for both. That's kind of out of my control.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So just be aware of that. If you want to do it from your cell phone, you want to listen to us on your cell phone.
It's a little bit different, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to look for on air, scrolling down below, or go to the search bar and type in Mr. Sports, and then you're going to be able to get the archive shows. And you could also listen live either on laptop, or you could listen live on your cell phone. Okay, we're going to take a break. It is Friday. The Great Pretenders still on the way. We're going to recap sports some more when we return with Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone after this.
ESPN 94.7, welcome into a Friday, late Friday morning. About 25 minutes until noon here, and hazy sunshine. And
Hazy.
It really is, man.
Hazy.
Yes. What are you doing?
I'm looking at the Great Pretenders.
Hazy.
You like turtles, right, Eleanor?
I do.
You know the Great Pretenders, who are the Addams Boys.
It's my sister's name, too, Eleanor.
Yeah, I know you like that, right?
I do like it.
They released a number of albums, and when I was at Oldies 93 WBBG, they used to do like songs for my Sunday night cruise and everything. Mm-hmm. From one of their albums, it's called Point of View. Here's a little bit of Great Pretenders doing Eleanor. By the way, the reason we mention them is because we expect Mike Kenny and Frank Adams in the story of that incredible music family to be in the studio. All right, so you ready?
Sure.
Well, here we go.
Like it.
No, that's I got the wrong one there. I always do that. Fantone, I'll tell you what.
I just have to fill here while you know. As usual, I got to pick up the slack.
You're not doing anything.
I'm picking up the slack here on this Friday. Mr. Sports messing around on his phone.
I know, I am messing around.
You know, if you've ever seen this guy in JR's, you'll know his head is always buried in his phone.
Yeah, you know what? I got yelled at about that yesterday.
Phone and a beer.
I know, it's terrible.
I love that part.
How about this one? They cover the Beach Boys, Don't Worry, Baby.
Oh, this is...
How about that?
Paul McCartney.
It really takes on a... after, you know, Brian Wilson's recent
Paul McCartney, after Brian Wilson passed, mm-hmm. said that Don't Worry Baby was the most beautiful song ever written.
Oh, it's incredible.
He did.
How about Dragging the Line? You want to hear this one?
Yeah, sure.
Great Pretenders. Just playing some of their great hits. I love it.
They're awesome, aren't they?
These guys are the bomb.
They are great.
You know, it'd be really cool, Fantone.
What
if they would reunite one time and just do like a one show performance?
Wouldn't it be awesome?
How about this one? We
could MC it.
Yeah, that would be awesome. How about the Righteous Brothers? Almost as good as us, Ron.
Almost. They almost got our sound, but not quite. Not quite.
It's just missing a little.
A little of our harmony.
Yeah.
You know that they. You know,
it wouldn't be that off key stuff that we added.
These groups and these artists, they shoot for our harmony. They try to get our harmony down, and it just can't be done.
Well, Ron, you know, we were born with the ability to harmonize.
We were born harmonious.
I feel harmonious right now.
I tell you what.
I'm very harmonious.
I came out and the doctor smacked my mother.
Okay, thanks for that, Rodney. All right, here we go.
Here's another one. Build Me Up Buttercup. Foundations.
Love this.
And a song that was featured in Something About Mary, too. Yeah. The movie Something About Mary.
Yeah, the hair gel.
Yeah, that's the part of that movie I never remember.
That's what happened.
Like, oh, man, that's what happened.
You used too much of that hair gel. That's what happened to you, man. He used to smear that stuff on, yeah.
You sports, music, comedy, variety, everything in between, local show of insanity, a little something for everybody. We expect the Great Pretenders in the studio, or at least talk about the Great Pretenders. It's more like the Addams Brothers musical history with their family and everything.
I can't help it.
College World Series coming up, LSU and Coastal Carolina. I think that starts at 7 tomorrow on ESPN. Mm-hmm. And you like Coastal Carolina,
I
take it. You think they're a team of destiny.
They're a juggernaut in college baseball.
NASCAR will be at the Poconos on Sunday. You heard Carl Bloom coming to talk about it. You can listen to that. At 2 o'clock, our pre-race coverage begins on Prime. A lot of people don't get that network. But right here on ESPN, we'll have pre-race coverage that starts an hour earlier at 1 o'clock.
Now, when you say Prime, you're talking about Prime Video, Amazon, right?
I think it's Prime Video.
Yeah, Prime Video. Yeah, that's what it is.
You have that?
I have that, sure.
Wow, you must have a lot of chance.
I have had
what
it
do
for
you pay a
time.
Month for cable, dude?
It's not that bad. Prime's not that bad.
Tam has got the worst cable thing. I don't even seriously.
Why?
I don't get anything.
Don't you?
I got Netflix. I got MeTV.
You get Netflix? Oh, you got the economy package.
It is like the worst. Now, granted, I'm not there all the time.
Three local channels and MeTV.
That's exactly it.
Your package.
And for a long time, whatever cable, like the blacked out channel 33 was not even there. It was like, so if anything was on ABC, I was out of luck. I had to go someplace. I don't even know if I have ESPN, dude. I'm not kidding you.
You got to get those channels straight before football season, bro.
I know.
You know, you need that stuff. I don't know how you do it without during football season without that kind of coverage.
It does drive me crazy. Yeah. And what they do on the Thursday night games. I wish they were quick to Peacock stuff and all. I know.
Well, I happen to have Prime.
But it's not going back. No. They're making too much money.
Streaming services are going to be taken over.
Well, here's the thing. Everybody complains, like, during, you know, the Thursday night football games in the NFL. Oh, I'm not paying for Peacock. I'm not doing that. I'm like, but their numbers are extraordinary.
They are.
People are paying for it.
Yeah, on Thursday night. It's crime.
And because you're paying for it, they're going to keep doing it.
Yeah, they will. Yeah.
And that's the way it goes.
I never cared for Thursday night football anyway. I think it puts a real burden on teams. You know, I do. Thursday night's tough to play.
Unless you know anybody that knows how to get a legal cable.
Yeah. Well, I can do that for you.
I could picture you as cable guy.
I'll be in and out of your house in 5 minutes, man.
Brown Shador Sanders picked up Tuesday morning. Everybody talked about it in Strongsville in the middle of the night, going 101 in a 60-mile-per-hour zone. It turns out 2 weeks earlier, June 6th in Medina, he had also gotten a ticket. So he got two tickets in 2 weeks.
Now, see, this
he went
is
91
how,
in a 65-mile-per-hour zone in Medina.
This is how media, like you, your media, this is how media skewers opinions against Shador Sanders. You just did it. It wasn't in the middle of the night. Okay, it was like 12:05.
No, it was 5 o'clock when he got picked up in Medina. Right. I said when he got picked up in Strongsville, it was. He got picked up early Tuesday. It was like 12:30 in the morning.
12:30 in the morning is not.
What the hell are you doing?
That's not the middle of the night though. The middle of the night's 3:30, 4 o'clock. That's the middle of the night.
Middle of the night is good. It is subjective. It is subjective.
In the middle of
the
night.
Shut up, you. It's subjective. Middle of the night could be 12:30. 12:30 is middle of the night for me.
That's like saying sunrise tomorrow is 6 a.m., but it's subjective. No, it's not subjective. It is. That's just a fact. 12:35 is not the middle of the night.
What's the middle of the night constitute?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock is middle of the night.
That's middle. Yeah. If you got up at 12:35 is late at night. 3 o'clock is middle of the night.
Yeah, but if the
in the middle of the night.
Shut up, you. If the sun goes down, and that's a song. But if the sun goes down at 9 o'clock,
sundown better beware.
In 12:30, it's 3.5 hours
you
later.
Got gel in your hair.
Shut up, you.
We got a phone call. You want to take a chance and take it?
Anyway, NBA Finals Game 6. It was Indiana 108-91 over Oklahoma City.
Don't force
a Game 7 coming up on Sunday. Hello, you're on Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone.
Hi, guys. It's Tony from
Howland. Hey, Tony.
Tony, what's the middle of the night to you, bud?
That's actually what I called about. And I guess he was just trying to shock me, people like me, into calling. But, I don't care what the middle of the night is, to be honest with you. My opinion on this is...
Good to see you, brother.
If it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon and you're going 91 miles an hour anywhere, you're at a lot more risk and putting other people at a lot more risk than if you do it in the middle of the night. And I just think it's grossly irresponsible. He's a kid. He's still a kid. I get it. But I would strangle my kid if he did it.
Here's the thing. So the 91 and 65 in Medina, if I'm not mistaken... Yeah, we're going to go in the other. We got the Adams boys in here.
Yeah, we do.
We're going to try to give you guys a little special surprise.
Is
today.
Kenny here, too?
Sorry, Tony. But what I was going to say is, they said that the 91 and 65 in Medina, and Kenny brings up a good point. If it happened...
Hi, Ken.
Ken, look at Ken. He got a bunch of stuff. If it happened... Frankie! Nice to see him. I'm sorry. Poor Tony from hell. It's like, what the hell's going on? We got the band coming into the studio. But here's the thing.
I want to
illustrate a point.
Just get it over with.
No, it's 5 o'clock rush hour. It's people running home from work.
Yes.
And you're driving 91 miles per hour. Come on.
If you want to put your life at risk, that's stupid. Mm-hmm. If you want to put other people's lives at risk, it's criminal. There's a big difference. Don't justify it because it's rush hour. You know, it's in the daylight. Do it at nighttime when nobody's on the road.
Your
if you want
boyfriend
to
Kenny is here. They are going to play.
I was going to call today to make some smart ass comment about how many times have you guys talked about Shador Sanders this week? I'm not the Browns fan, but I could not talk about Josh Allen as much as you guys talk about Shador Sanders and how he's going to save your franchise.
But listen.
Browns drafted somebody two rounds ahead of him, mm-hmm. and you got give that guy short shrift. You never talk about Dylan Gabriel.
I was just
but
saying.
The Browns thought higher of him to draft him two rounds earlier. But you guys, not you guys. I'm not scared of typing. I'm just being.
Tony, type in. Listen, go to Google or just type in Browns. Don't put anybody's name. Just type in Browns. See what comes up. I guarantee you. Most of the articles, if not all of them, are going to say something about Shador Sanders. And certainly with this. And by the way, I can confirm that on June 5th, when he was in the Medina area, he was going on an I-71 heading southbound through Brunswick Hills Township, clocked at 91 and a 65.
Them damn speed traps.
5:13 in the afternoon. Do you know how many people are there?
Come on, man.
People are coming home from
That's
work.
That's bad.
That's insane.
Irresponsible if you put your life at risk. It's criminal if you put other people's lives at risk.
Look what happened to Henry Ruggs from the Raiders, man. Destroyed his career.
Yep.
Yeah, well, this is twice. This isn't twice in his lifetime. This is twice in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You hire a clown, you get a circus, and this is what you guys have invited in. That's fine. If he becomes all-world, if he becomes... fantastic. I'll eat my words, but
kind
of
like
the behavior of somebody who's got his heads in the books and you know is focused on the job at hand. And I know he's young, but he's got a Bentley. This isn't a pickup truck. This wasn't in the Bentley. You know,
it was a pickup truck. At least I know that wasn't Strongsville. Yes. I'm not sure the Medina incident what he was driving, but you get these young kids that get. They get money in their pocket for the first time. They suddenly become millionaires. And they're in the headlines every single day. And plus, I'm Dion's kid. And you're getting all this PR up ahead of time. It goes to your head and stuff. So that's
but
exactly
yes,
what
we
happens.
Talk about him, but we don't talk about the guy who was drafted. We don't talk about Kenny Pickett, who was the first-round pick.
No one talks about Kenny Pickett. No one.
Nobody.
And if anything, it's like he's expendable. He'll be the odd man out. It's nothing positive.
I don't know.
This isn't directed at you guys as current Browns fans. This is why I stopped following the Browns. I think it's because the guy who used to do the sports show out of Cleveland, I found him to be, I won't even use the words, but I found him to be so self-important when he talked about the Browns. He had no perspective on the whole thing.
You talking about Mike Trevisano?
Oh, no.
You don't want to mention the name.
Yeah, I don't want to. He's still around.
How about Bruce Drennan?
I found him to be so self-important, and everything, so much of what he said. He had an argument with me one time about Daniels out of Warren Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
Warren Hardy. And I said, this kid is moving up the charts. He could end up being a first-round draft pick. And he made the obnoxious statement, he won't be a fourth-round draft pick. He's horrible, blah, blah, blah. And for 2 weeks I heard about, because he was the seventh pick in the second round, that I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. Daniels is still in the league. The kid from Austin Town in OSU is no longer in the league, who did go in the first round, that this Ohio State graduate was hiking. I really like the kid from Austin Town. This is impugning him. A lot of kids, you know, it's not for long. That's what NFL stands for. So the kid got a good career out of Austin Town. God bless him. Took care of his family and all that stuff. But that's my point. You know, let's see how it plays out. But every day we got to talk about it on the station. So.
Because we focus on, I mean, we're focusing on the Browns and the Steelers, and he's getting headlines. Like I said, if you just do a generalized search and you put Browns in there, Sanders' name's coming up all over there. It's going to pop up everywhere.
Right.
And I was being a smart aleck when I said it last week, but and now just because it's my nature to be maybe not confrontational, but contrary, I hope we'll... Will Howard wins the championship with the Steelers at some point. I really do. I mean, what a
difference. See, he's making because he hates the Steelers so bad. It's terrible. Well, Aaron Rodgers is going to be the guy. Tony, we appreciate it.
Have a great weekend, guys. Be
you
safe.
Too, brother. Bye. Thanks for the call.
You too,
bye.
Tony.
Be safe. Don't drive around Sir Sanders. Bye.
I agree with you on that. Seriously, you're in rush hour traffic. It's 5 o'clock, and June 5th was on a Thursday, I think, okay?
Yes.
And some idiot's going 91 miles per hour. Oh, it's okay. It should do it. I mean, you're not letting that... Come on, man. That's not cool.
That's how a car goes by you at that speed.
I hate... Even driving out of here.
I know.
You know, we're on Belmont.
Tell me about
Liberty
it.
And stuff. I hate it. I hate it because I have cars going like 30 miles per hour over the speed limit.
Well, I usually let
descending
you,
upon.
I usually wait for about 5 minutes after you leave before I get on the road with you out there, man. I'm telling you because I know you're in a hurry to get where you're going. I do. Oh, you don't have to. How'd the gas man sit and go yesterday? Did he come right away? Or?
Here's the cool thing. I did go there. Mm-hmm. I got there about a half hour before she arrived. Gas man put the 3:30 to 8 time limit on.
Yeah.
I don't know what time he showed up because she rolled in from work about 4:10, so I was free to go then. At least there was somebody there to let.
All right, you can go.
The gas man go. Yeah, that's pretty much. God, I'm not staying alone with
all
you.
Right, all right, I'm here. You can go.
All right, we're gonna talk some great family music history with the Adams Brothers. Just phenomenal stuff. With the Great Pretenders for a long, long time, and are all doing their own thing now. We've got Mike Adams, Kenny Adams, and Frank Adams, and we'll have those guys coming up after 12 o'clock, plus maybe a little surprise for you, too, on this Friday to kick off a weekend with Mr. Sports and Ron Fantone.
ESPN 94.7 FM. Friday, we're back. It's getting exciting in here. You want to tell everybody why?
Well, not yet. Not yet, because there could be a couple of technical issues.
Come on.
But we said we might have a surprise for you, and we might. Yeah. We're trying to do something really cool right now.
We are.
Okay.
Never been done before. Never.
At least not on this channel.
No.
Honestly, as I think about it, seriously, I've been on radio for, 35 years you've been on? Have you ever done this before?
Never. I've never done anything like this before. I never did talk before we did this. Never. Just talk.
I can tell.
I want to put a radio on.
I can tell.
I can tell.
From your performances.
Didn't see that coming.
I can tell from your performances,
Fine
Tone.
Coming.
Anyway, your sports music comedy variety, everything in between, local show of insanity, a little something for everybody. Baseball. Guardians lose 2-1 to the Giants yesterday. They had a brief 1-0 lead.
Carl, get out of the way.
Quan,
we're on the air here.
Quan had three
hits.
think this is.
He's
this
trying
is
to help us out.
The damn radio show.
Gavin Williams, 6 shutout innings goes to waste. Cleveland 37-36, second place, 9.5 games behind the Tigers in the American League Central Division. They'll play at the Athletics at 10:05 tonight to begin a 3-game set. Tanner Bibee will go for Cleveland. I just keep going on.
Tripped on a wire.
I have to. Who did? Carl?
Yes.
Oh, man. Carl, you okay, man? I don't laugh at your misfortune like Fantone. Pirates split with Detroit yesterday, losing 9-2 in the first game. They win the second game 8-4 in 10 innings. Pittsburgh will host Texas to begin a weekend series tonight at 6:40 at PNC Park with Mike Burrows scheduled to pitch. Golf is the Travelers Championship. I got all kinds of instruments behind me. Travelers Championship in Connecticut. Scottie Scheffler, Austin Eckrow. What we do for our listeners. I'll tell you what. What we do for our listeners.
Carl, you all right?
I'm fine.
You almost went.
I did.
You trip. I never left.
I almost went face first. And he hasn't stopped laughing ever since.
Why is it funny to you? People's misfortune. Somebody could have got really hurt
we
bad.
We all do that. Why do we do that? You see a fat guy fall on the ice, you're laughing.
Are you saying Carl's fat?
No. I'm saying you
come
see.
Come on, I need a diet.
No, not at all. You're in good shape. No, but you see something like that happen. Why do we laugh at people when they trip and fall and stuff? You know, what is it by humans? Why do we do that?
You know what? I got a big. I've seen this girl in high school. I saw her for 7 years. She was freshman. I was a senior. Mm-hmm. Every winter, like her.
You like him young, don't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And her parents' front porch was always icy, and it never failed. Every year, she'd fall on ice and go woo, and she'd always turn back to see if I was laughing or not. Every time. And I had to put my head down.
Would she get mad if you laughed?
She would.
Really?
She hated it.
Then
it cost me, you know, in ways that I didn't want it to cost me.
I fell down once at my old house. I mean, I wiped out. Literally, mm-hmm. Feet up in the air and down the steps.
Oh, God.
And my mom, this is in my garage. I give my mom credit. She gets out of the car, runs over. Are you okay? Are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just sore. She looks at me with this dead serious look on her face and says, can I laugh now?
Because you want to laugh. You do. Even if it's your kid, you still feel like laughing.
But think about it, though. Like on Sunday nights, Tam and I, the rare times I watch TV, we watch America's Funny Videos. Mm-hmm. A lot of it's about that.
Yeah.
It's either dog or cat stuff, or it's people falling down and hurting themselves.
Down,
Mm-hmm. And even like on the TV show Jackass or whatever, they're doing all those stunts and they're hurting themselves.
They're brutal, though, man.
Jackass some of those stunts are crazy.
They are,
All right, we're going to take a break here. We're coming up on the final hour. We are working to try to get something really special for you guys, so you'll definitely want to stick around. We are going to have the Adams Boys on, too. We'll talk about the history of the great family with Mike, Kenny, and Frankie.
Do-do-do-do.
All coming up here. He always does that every time I say the Adams. This is Sports and Ron Fantone after this.
Hopefully nobody falls.
That's
next
right.
Next hour.